Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, Misty, here's a little best of from today's show.
If you are in the dating world, we're praying for you.
Exactly.
It is not easy and not always fun.
Scary out there.
Hopefully you found Mr. or Mrs. Wright. Well, you don't want anybody married.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ms. Wright. There we go. Yeah. But you found something, Misty.
Oh, my word. This cracked me up. Somebody was talking about how they met some people who worked at an escape room. And she said the customer that drove them most up the wall was this guy who would take all his dates there and pretend he was a genius.
Because he knew how to get out of everyone.
He'd been there so many times, but he was just like, I just figured this out instantly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh, you're so smart.
Oh, I want to marry a smart man. You're smart. Oh, that is hilarious.
Although it is a different kind of smart that he did that.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So, do you have any dating stories? We'd love to hear yours. Maybe somebody tried to be... a brilliant person to you? What happened? 888-888-9976. Susie is with us. Now, you've got a request?
If you guys could help me find a man in his 50s that follows God, doesn't smoke, drink, curse, run around, good teeth, nice smile, and wonderful sense of humor, please.
You're ready, huh?
Everybody laughs.
Oh, man. There is clarity of vision at the end of your life. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. We have the top five regrets of those that are passing away. And so these are people that typically are in hospice. You know you're going to go, or you're at end of life of cancer or whatever it might be. And notice the theme here. Number one, I wish I'd had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life others expected of me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I wish I hadn't worked so hard. By the way, this was every male patient said this. Because they wish they know they'd missed their, you know, children's youth and possibly their lovely bride's companionship. Yeah. They'd realize they missed out.
Oh, the days pass so quickly.
Yeah. Mm.
You work so hard to get material things and you forget the relationship part of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, I wish I'd had the courage to express my feelings.
I don't have a lot of trouble with that.
I wish I'd stayed in touch with my friends.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I wish I'd let myself be happier. Realized happiness is a choice.
There you go. That puts a period on it, doesn't it?
And it is. It's true. You decide what you want. I'd love to know, this is obviously a secular survey, but what would yours be? Are there things you're already regretting you wish you could change?
I wish I prioritized time with God.
Yeah.
I'm very bad about letting the day get away from me.
I lay down
and I'm like, oh, quick prayer, Lord.
Yeah, that's me too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I saw another survey, and it was interesting. Almost everything had to do with people, meaning you didn't put as much importance on people. Instead, it was other things. It was the material things. Yeah. It was your job. But really, at the end of your life, that's the most important thing.
And it's not only the stuff that you can't take with you, which obviously we understand that about material things, but it's also the relationships you won't leave behind if you don't get that fixed before you leave this earth.
That's right. Well, maybe there's something that you've been with someone that's been near death and they shared their regrets. Some things that we could all change and do better at. What do you got for us? Or maybe it's something you're realizing I need to change right now. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
If you happen to be a woman, you single-handedly have changed the economy. Here's what's going on. Stanley Cups
Oh, goodness.
Oh, say no more.
And maybe you heard this fact that you have single-handedly taken a, what was a multi-million dollar company and turned it into a billion dollar company because of these Stanley, what do you want to call them? That a travel mug or
they
a travel?
They call them the, oh, goodness.
They're huge.
Thirst quencher? Or some, I don't know.
It's
something
like a,
quench.
It's a super tanker. It's huge.
It is.
And now they have knockoffs, which are basically the same thing. And you can get one there, get the actual Stanley. Of course, remember when Yeti came out with their vacuum-sealed cup?
Yes.
And then Walmart came out with one like a year later or something like that?
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. There's really no difference. But it's just the name is on there. You know?
Yep. It's all the marketing.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
But these Stanley... It's amazing. They're like, what, $50 or something? I'm trying to remember.
Well, okay. And this is the crazy thing. They just released a limited edition one. And people were camped outside the store to get this thing. It's the same. It's the same thing that you normally find, but it was like pink and red for Valentine's Day. And now they're going for thousands of dollars because they sold out on eBay. I don't know if people are buying them, but they're listing them for like $4,000 plus.
Wow.
And I think the funniest thing I've seen is somebody posted a picture of two of them and it's like, we'll trade for a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath cottage on 1 acre of land. Don't lowball me. I know what I have.
That's about right.
Oh, good grief.
Wow. Yep.
Are you into these? I want to hear from you. Why? And there's nothing wrong with it. It's just different strokes for different folks.
They leak, though.
Oh, they do?
They do. I've seen people turn them upside down. They're supposed to be leak-proof, but they leak. So that's why I never got one. Yeah.
Didn't know that.
I've seen it fail the leak test.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I remember I had a Stanley thermos. That's as far as
grandpa.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, carried one of those. Yeah.
Right.
We still have one.
You still have a Stanley thermos?
Oh yeah, it's in the back of the pantry. I found it just the other day. I was like, oh, such memories.
There you go.
Hang on to that. That's your nest egg.
That's right. <Who knows? laughs> I wish I knew this kid when I was, you know, 5 or 6 years old. This is how to get what you want when you're a little kid. All right.
Oh.
But I think this goes towards, there's a lot of stuff we can apply to adulthood here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here he is.
Dad, can I have some ice cream?
No, buddy, it's almost time for bed.
Don't let this happen to you. I'm gonna teach you how to get what you want from your parents. Let's do that again. Dad, I really missed you today. Can we share a bowl of ice cream and talk about our day?
Sure, buddy.
Yes! You gotta figure out what's important to your parents. For Dad, it's quality time. And for Mom, it's something else. Mom, can I play my video game?
Have you already played your video game today?
Let's do that again. Mama, can I do that for you so you can take a nap?
That is so sweet of you. Yes, thank you, honey.
Thank you, I love you.
And when I'm done, I'll gladly play my video game. Just because it works for me doesn't mean it's gonna work for you. You gotta figure it out yourself. Got it?
Got it.
Go get it.
Hey, Dad, we're playing with fire.
What?
Beginners. Dad, can I have some ice cream?
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Can I play with fire? Beginners.
No.
We are hanging out with Pete Gregg today. He is the co-founder of the 24/7 prayer movement. It's reached more than half the nations on earth right now. And he's written several best-selling books. And the one we're talking to him today is How to Hear God. So Pete, I'm just wondering, someone's heading into work today or whatever they've got going on as they're listening to Family Life Radio, what is some things that we can practically do to nurture how to hear God better?
You know, your prayer life is at its best, not when you're praying about big things occasionally, but when you're praying about small things continually, when your day is a living conversation with God. So that's the first thing. You know, it's interesting. Before there was any sin or sickness or suffering in the world, We're told that Adam and Eve walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening. And that's interesting because most of us only ever pray about sin and sickness and suffering, right? You know, problems, people we want to see get saved, people who are unwell, you know, whatever. But they couldn't talk to Jesus about, or God about any of that stuff because there wasn't any in the world. So they must have talked to him about the weather, the giraffe. And one day for every single one of us, there'll be the split second before the flat line when your resume won't mean anything, but there'll be you and God. So you better have something to talk to him about. So I would encourage, make today a living conversation with the God who knows you and loves you. And begin today to imagine that he is speaking to you more than you realize. Don't kiss your brains goodbye, but begin to imagine that he's speaking to you. When it comes to hearing God, this is more a matter of psychology than theology. The theology is open and shut. God speaks. But often we struggle to hear God because we are trying to hear him in ways that other people do. So work out how you've been wired. Some of us are more naturally mystical. We'll all have other friends who are super rational. And so, you know, different people will hear God in different ways. This is about psychology, not theology, but learn God's voice. And as the years go by, you will become more familiar with it. It'll be his voice to you. So there you go. That's my hot tip for the person going into work.
Experience Hope.
Family Life Radio.
It's Kankel, Fritz, and friends with you. You ever want to talk? Our number is 888-888-9976. You could text us at 58326. The 30-day challenge contest, where you listen to nothing but Family Life Radio for 30 days straight, see if it doesn't make a difference, see if we can get ourselves a winner. Family Life Radio, hello.
This is Tori.
Tori, where are you calling from?
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
All right, Tori, what's on your mind?
Well, my daughter and I are just listening to the radio. We heard there's a giveaway going on, so we wanted to call in.
Oh, well, have you heard of the 30-day challenge?
We haven't, no.
How exciting. So this is where you listen to nothing but Family Life Radio for 30 days straight and see if it doesn't make a difference in your life. You know, all that good stuff going in hopefully will change some things.
Oh, I love that. That's awesome.
Because we've heard from listeners that have taken the challenge that it's, a lot of them, it's changed their life.
I'm in. I believe it will for sure. We listen to it pretty frequently already.
Oh, pretty
awesome.
Frequently.
Good.
Well, would you be interested in taking the challenge?
Yes, we will.
All right. Well, hey, just for doing that, we got some free music for you.
Yay!
And you're in the running to win 4 tickets to a Christian concert of your choice.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
Yeah. Now, so you're in the car with your daughter?
Yes. Maria is here with me right now.
How old's Maria?
10.
10 years old. Well, hi there, Maria.
Hi.
And where are you guys driving to?
We are currently parked in front of her school. Oh. She's about to go in pretty soon.
About to go to school. Fun. Well, Maria, yeah. We hope you have a wonderful day at school, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Keep listening.
Yep. Enjoy my favorite subject, which was lunch.
Still is, right?
Yeah. You know what really makes Monday better? Some good news. The only way this works is if you call in and tell us what God is doing in your life.
I know God is real. I've been riding a motorcycle since I was 18 years old, 1992. Only time I ever wear a helmet is when it rains.
Oh, well, okay.
Thanksgiving 2017. I'm jumping on my motorcycle, and a voice in the back of my head said, "Hey, put your helmet on." It was God. I put my helmet on like I never do. 5 minutes later, I got T-boned, shattered both of my legs, and I would have died if I had not put on my helmet.
Wow.
And I know for a fact God had told me that day to put my helmet on to save my life.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The reason I knew it was God is one, and it was just that voice in the back of the head, you know? Like, it wasn't my own voice. You know how you have, like, your conscience?
Yeah. Yep.
You can hear that sometimes? It wasn't that voice.
Interesting. Wow.
Yep, God's amazing. I love your radio station, and I'm on, like, time 13 of the 30-day challenge, so.
Yay!
I know every time my life starts to go downhill, I turn on the radio, and you guys turn it all around for me, so.
Aww.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, that's all God, and we just thank the listeners that give to keep us on the air. Hey, we would love to hear your good news. Maybe it's a miracle like that. Maybe you heard from God. Give us a call right now. 888-888-9976.
Maybe you have something in your possession that is a reminder of a miracle that happened in your life. And for me, it's something new that is on my desk this year. My brother and I, we reconnected last October after being estranged for 6 years. It was just a huge blessing, and we've been spending time building our relationship back up and getting to know one another again. We had a conversation back in November about Christmas gifts that we'd always wanted as a kid but never received, and I'd mentioned a light bright. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
Yep. Love it.
Just before Christmas, I got a package from my brother, and inside was that light bright that I'd always
wanted.
That's
cool.
Yeah, it's such a thoughtful gift, and I brought it to work, and I have it set up on my desk, and I have a lot of stuffed animals and, you know, silly things in my office. So when people walk by, they probably just see another toy sitting on my desk. But I see so much more when I look at that light bright. You know, I see forgiveness and reconciliation and a second chance that I honestly never dreamed I would get. I look at those little lights. I see that God made a way when I didn't think there was a way. And it is without a doubt my favorite thing in my office. Right now, the first design I did, it says God can when it lights up and when I turn it on.
Mm. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
Me too.
That. That's fun. Mm. And you got a light bright.
I did. After all these years.
Aww.
What a blast. So those were fun.
They were. I never had one. I'm just now discovering the fun.
Well, get yours today.
Oh, man.
Light bright. The church bulletin. I like the church bulletin.
I do too.
Although I probably shouldn't be reading it while I'm in church as much as I do. Maybe beforehand, you know. But somebody sent us some church bulletin mistakes. So I don't know if this was just in their church bulletin or what. But for example, ladies, don't forget the rummage sale. It's a chance to get rid of those things not worth keeping around the house. By the way, don't forget your husbands. I like that.
Yep.
Remembering in prayer those who are sick of our community. Smile at someone who's hard to love. Say hell to someone who doesn't care much about you. I think it's supposed to be hello.
I know.
Oh, my word.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh, goodness.
I like this one. Don't let worry kill you. Let the church help.
Oh, I think this is just poorly worded more than it is, like, you know, a typo. Low self-esteem support group will meet Thursday at 7 p.m. Please use the back door. Man.
Please use the back door.
That's really harsh. Miss Charlene Mason saying, I will not pass this way again, giving obvious pleasure to the congregation. Poor Charlene.
That is so sad.
Come on. Wow. All
How
right.
about this one? The class on prophecy has been canceled due to unforeseen circumstances.
They didn't see it coming, did they?
They just didn't see it coming.
No. But when my world broke into pieces, you were there faithfully. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you made a way for me. I may never be the same man, but I'm a man who still believes. When I cried out to you, Jesus, you were there faithfully. You know, that song has so much more meaning when you find out that his firstborn passed away. Not too long ago. And they didn't go into a lot of detail whether it was apparently he did have a drug problem. But he spoke from his heart recently at a concert about that. And this is what he happened to say.
I made this record in honor of my son, Truett, my firstborn who we lost. His life was like a shot of lightning, burning fast and hot. I made these songs in the hardest, coldest of valleys. And we still don't know why God would ask this of us, do we, Amanda? We don't know why he would ask it of us, but sometimes we don't get to ask those questions. He didn't promise us that we wouldn't face hard things. He didn't promise us that we wouldn't face loss. He promised us that he would never leave us or forsake us. And I promise you this, you guys, if you take the time to look in the hardest, deepest valleys, the coldest places in this world, if you take the time to look, he's there. Amanda, he's the only reason that there's life after death. God bless you guys.
Well, Vanna's his wife. Wow, really, really tough stuff. I don't know if you've noticed, there's a deeper meaning. I feel like a just sort of a realism to the last few songs he released.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Off of that album. Well, the first one was Help is on the Way.
Yeah.
He's someone that knows.
Yeah.
Help is on the way. Maybe you're going through something tough like that. Just want you to know that what he said is true. God never leaves you. He never will forsake you. He's always there with you. And I love this. I was recently listening to Torrin Wells' song, Joy in the Morning, where it's talking about Romans 8:28, which basically says God will take all things and work them together for the good. And in that song, he says, makes this statement, if it's not good, then he's not done yet. In other words, if that statement is true and it's not good for you yet, that means God is still working on your behalf and he's not finished. Isn't that encouraging?
I love that, yeah.
I do too. If you'd like to chime in, give us a call at 888-888-9976.
Family Life Radio.
Family Life Radio.
Janice came from Carroll, Michigan. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Because I got a praise report.
Ooh, let's do it. It's time for the joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control.
So what kind of joy is God giving you? Give us a call, 888-888-9976. Janice, what's going on?
A couple months ago, I had called you guys to have you guys pray for me because I had two stents put in the right side of my brain.
Two stents put in?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And now they're gone. God healed me. And I went the other day, and I was told I have three tumors in my head, and I am healed from that.
Hey.
God healed that, too. I told my husband, I said, I believe God healed me.
So they saw tumors, like you've had an MRI or something? And
yes, sir.
And so they verified they're there, and you your husband, I think I've been healed.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Have you verified that the tumors are gone?
Yes, I have. I just left the doctor's office.
Well, good. Praise God.
Thank you for the miracle.
That's huge.
Yep.
So what's bringing you joy? Call us right now, 888-888-9976. Encouragement for you, if you're getting older, and who isn't? You can't get any younger, can you?
Nope, haven't figured that out.
So here it is. This is from 2 Corinthians 4:16. Therefore, do not lose heart. Though outwardly we're wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day. Of course, that renewing is kind of our responsibility, right? To make sure we're hanging out with God. I love this. And the next verse says, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us eternal glory that far outweighs them.
Oh, and I love that.
Another version says, what you're going through right now is pretty small compared to eternity. And that's, I know when you're in the midst of the forest, you know, all you can see is the trees right in front of you. It's probably hard to see past whatever issue is right in front of you. But the Bible is saying small potatoes compared to the rest of the eternity that you get to have with Jesus. And that's pretty awesome. I like that idea. So, yeah, if you're going through tough stuff today, just know God's with you. He's got your back. And he's got better things down the road for you.
Oh, yes.
An eternity with him. What is that going to be like?
Right.
No more pain. No, he says he's going to wipe away every tear. Oh, I love that.
I would love to.
You know, that's why it's important to, that's why it's important for us to remember those things.
Yep.
Because you need to do that when you're in the midst. look back and say, oh yeah, God provided. Oh yes, he was there for that too. Otherwise, I don't know. Those blessings slip away.
That's why it's good to journal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact,
there you go.
This verse came out of our journal.
There you go.
So we have a journal for you so that you can do that very thing and not forget what God is doing. When you give your best gift right now, we'll send you it and we can journal together. Encouraging prayer journal could be yours. So God can begin writing your story of answered prayer in 2024. Just another way Family Life Radio is helping you experience hope in the new year.
However, you can only get this until the end of January. It's yours with your best gift at myflr.org. You can call 888-888-9976, or you can give on the Family Life Radio app and get it that way too.
And just think, you could pull that journal out, you know, a couple years from now and see what you've been through.
Yeah.
How God pulled you through it all. And that'll inspire you.
Mm-hmm.
And if he can do it once, he can do it again. So yeah, go to myflr.org and get that journal.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. We'd love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkel Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.